Advertising your business with GCN is simple, effective,
and more affordable than you might think.
Visit advertise.gcnlive.com for more info. Take your business to the next level.
It's Monday, December 11th, 2023. I'm your host, Alan Stevens. The Great Awakening is officially here. The Empire's going to strike back. InfoWars, tomorrow's news, today.
Millions of new people that are tuning in today to the most censored, forbidden broadcast in the world. But now, thanks to all of your support and word of mouth and the great tide turning, the Great Awakening is breaking free and reaching more than 50 million people a day as we speak. InfoWars is back at the forefront of the battle for Team Human versus Team Demon. Human supremacy to the stars. 329 days, 12 hours, 59 minutes, 5 seconds. The most historic election, a referendum against the New World Order in world history. Well, I have been a busy beaver. And so has the crew. I put in a nice 20-hour day yesterday. I've never felt better. Elon Musk interviewed me for 2.5 hours yesterday. It was over the top important. The things he talked about, the things he did, will irrevocably damage the globalist. Christ said you judge a tree by its fruits. I've been saying Elon Musk has basically done a 180 in the last 5 years from previous things. But he was never really pure bad, so it's not really a 180, because that would be he was really bad. Now he's going towards totally good. But let's say he was halfway towards super good, and now he's only a few degrees away from ultra good. I judge a tree by its fruits. The globalists are coming after him. They're hopping mad, and he is really setting the captives free. And the shadow bands are gone. InfoWars, right now, conservatively, has reached conservatively. When I say this, I mean extremely conservatively. I'm not even centered on my camera today. I was. This morning, I was on a whole bunch of shows with Charlie Kirk and everybody else. Hell, we'll get to some bitch centered there. I'm sure I moved around. I'm sure it's my fault. Oh, yeah, move all this over. I'm neurotic. If I'm not centered on the camera, I get mad at myself. But here we go. Centered now, guys? All right, good. Woo! We're ready to launch, baby. The crew did a great job. Some of them were up here till 10 o'clock last night. I was on the job at 5 a.m., so I seem a little frazzled. I am definitely burning the candle at both ends, but this is the time to do it. Overhead shot, please. There are decades when nothing happens, and there are weeks when decades happen. Vladimir Lenin, evil guy, but very smart, and that's absolutely true. And that's where we are right now in the super turbocharged historical zeitgeist. And we are going to cover the waterfront today. This is not going to be about Alex Jones and Alex Jones returning to Twitter. That's just a symptom of the recovery that we're seeing. That's just an indicator that we're getting a little bit better. It's the things Elon Musk said as the reportedly richest man in the world about Team Human and being a human supremacist and how the globalists want to depopulate the earth and how they're taking us towards total collapse, an extinction event, while blaming us for the extinction event that they themselves are engineering. So this is what the globalists are doing. It's their plan. It's their operation. And if you're not talking about that, we're going to lose everything. But if we just recognize we have a psychotic, out-of-control death cult running things, then it's game over, ladies and gentlemen. Recognize the death cult and take the keys away from them. That is what we're doing. We're doing it together, and it's extremely exciting. I have been really blessed with this big event happening to be doing a whole bunch of huge interviews. Everybody from Steven Crowder to Charlie Kirk to you name it. Tucker's going to be coming on soon. Owen's on his show tomorrow. I basically have unlimited interviews I can do. I've been a whole bunch today after the show. I'm going to start doing a special report daily, just like Tucker does on X. I'm going to take that today and put it out tonight. It's just really hardcore focus, 10 minutes or so. And I'm on all these huge shows talking about the entire blueprint of the New World Order. They cannot survive this, folks. I mean, it'll take a while for it to set in, but this is the blood of victory. You're witnessing victory right now. Praise God.
Hi, folks, this is Alex Jones, and I want to tell you about the Silver Lungs Generator. Now you can produce pure and endless colloidal silver and deliver the solution directly into the bloodstream by breathing the solution through the lungs. The respiratory system is the first line of defense for airborne pathogens and viruses. The Silver Lungs Generator infuses the respiratory system with your self-produced nano-silver solutions and also delivers the silver nanoparticles instantly into the bloodstream. With continued legislation threatening the sale of nano-silver products, you can now produce pure and endless colloidal silver with the Silver Lungs Generator. Very easy to follow, step-by-step instructions are provided, making production fast and simple. Go to www.silverlungs.com today and learn more about the breakthrough technology of the Silver Lungs Generator. That's www.silverlungs.com.
Lines of the information war. It's Alex Jones.
Team humanity versus team demon or team new world order. I talked to Elon Musk for more than 2 hours yesterday, and the whole thing was recorded. Vivek Ramaswamy was on. Congressman Matt Gaetz was on. Andrew Tate, Tristan Tate, Mark Dice, Laura Loomer. It was wild. And they also had some sniveling corporate media on there that kept trying to get me to talk about a school shooting that happened over 10 years ago in Connecticut. I'm like, that's not who I am. I'm not talking about it. Sorry, you claim I talk about it all the time. I don't. Now, we've got huge world news, and really, the Great Awakening's here. Super positive things are happening. And my term, human supremacy, is really getting picked up everywhere as a counter to the globalists, who are anti-human and want us to roll over and die and hate ourselves and have no life force or no will. Incredible discussions with Elon Musk about it. Surreal. But meanwhile, I have senators, House members, Democratic Party leaders, Biden, the Secretary of Defense, the Secretary of State, all saying, oh, if you don't do what we want in the war, we're going to have to go ahead and go to full war with Russia. That's their main October surprise that Tucker Carlson's warned of, that Charlie Kirk's warned of, that Jack Posobiec, he was also on yesterday. He's on today, coming up next hour. Jack Posobiec's been warning of in a really eloquent way. I've been warning of it, and now it's here. For at least 6 months, we've been just warning you and warning you and warning you and warning you, and I think you can see it too. But we've got all that bad news to get to. But we need to admit it's happening so we can counter it and do something about it. Jack Posobiec joins us next hour to discuss that. We're going to be posting to the front page of InfoWars the boil down of my interview with Elon Musk, the full thing, and I'll call it my interview because I get on there, the media starts asking me questions, and then they go, Elon Musk is here. And Elon goes, I'm just going to sit here and just listen to Alex. And I said, no, I don't think so. I'm not in my chance to talk to Elon Musk. The main interview's got 9 million views, probably get 100 million views. But just since yesterday, the clips have 50, 60 million views. This is what I saw on Twitter. And I wasn't even looking for the clips, just everywhere. 10 million here, 5 million here, 3 million here, 8 million here, 3 million here, 5 million, 2 million, 1 million, 8 million, 2 million, 4 million, 9 million. It's just insane. And we're talking about stuff that the globalists have fought tooth and nail to never have come out, to never be seen. So Mario Nafal, I appreciate him doing that. I'm glad that my producer was working 7 days a week when she got the email yesterday morning, and we got it set up for the afternoon. We went from noon central until about 2:45. Musk was on for about 2 hours and 15 minutes. And this is the antidote to the New World Order. What was discussed there was extremely powerful. And I'm very, very proud to be involved in it. And I'm going to appreciate listeners. I want you to listen to me. Keeping us on air the last 5 years under CIA, NSA, FBI, think tank, Democratic Party, law firm, corporate media, big tech, stalkers, PIs, family being harassed. And I knew that we're in a war against exterminists, against globalists, against transhumanists. And I signed up for this, but it's been hell. But I've been praying and just knowing that God is in charge and God has shown me so much. So I've been thankful for the persecution. And my spirit has been aware of that. The flesh doesn't like it. It's had a toll. But because we're all really, you know, as you know, two people, the fleshly man and the spiritual man. But I'm energized and extremely excited. The enemy's going to throw a bunch of horrible stuff at us. We'll talk about that next hour because we're not out of the woods yet. But we've turned the tide and the Great Awakening's here. And my phone was just blowing up with all the top talk show hosts. Oh, funny, all the top ones are anti-New World Order now. A lot of them have been anti-New World Order for a while, but they're really the bandwagon's happening. Just blown up with, you're right, the turning's here, they're going to be defeated. And this is so exciting, but let's talk about the audience who are activists of this broadcast, because we're now recognized as the progenitor of taking all this mainstream, and that is you, the audience that did this, buying the products, spreading the links, and you were getting censored and attacked for it, keeping us on air up against globalists that have trillions of dollars. Your tens of millions has held us in this position. I will say this, though, because I always go with the spirit now. The older I get, it's never wrong. So I need your prayers, and so does President Trump and Elon Musk. You say what you want about Elon, they're coming after him. I am going to have to get full-time security. I've had it off and on, but I, as of today, one way or another, we got to have it, because we're moving into the season of the enemy making a big, major move. And look, I was happy to take the back seat. I'd already done so much work with you guys getting the truth out, a blueprint to resist the enemy, that in a way I was kind of like, well, I've done my work, and you've heard me on air say this, and I'll still keep on keeping on. But most folks that are prominent now are starting to get all this. Some of them have really got it. Charlie Kirk's really got it. I was on with him for an hour today, right before I went on here. And I'm happy to take a back seat. Well, God's like, all right, you're not taking a back seat. You're thrown to the front lines again. And you're energized. And that's what's happening here. So I admire Trump putting his life on the line and everybody else doing this is fighting, but I'm not a coward. But at the same time, I'm like, okay, well, if God takes me out of the fight, you know, partially, I'll be happy to kind of just, you know, done my 29 years in this. I'll still be here and I'll go out and do events and everything else. And I'll fight as hard as I can. But it's kind of nice to not be numero uno. And I can feel it. I can see it. I know it. We just got 10 times more powerful. Because this wasn't about just getting back on Twitter. And we used to just send links out and videos. Twitter was never that big a deal for us. But now the way Twitter's energized and what's happened, I mean, it's like insane, folks. I can put a video up of paint drying and 10 million people will watch it. We're not going to be putting videos of paint drying up. And understand this. There's no conditions with me on X. There's no deals. There's none of this. Elon Musk saw it as a symbol of go F yourself to the New World Order after all the stuff they've done to him. So the globalists are running into people that when you attack them, we don't back down. We get even. And so you're going to see total bandwagoning over our side. The problem is the New World Order is going to release a new virus, power outages, cyber attacks, mass shootings, terror attacks. They're going to go ahead and try to have nuclear war with Russia. And we need to take the keys away from them. And I say to the establishment people, and this is happening now, it's a lot of big people in the system that don't want to commit suicide, that don't want to be in the death cult, who've gone along with it because the death cult's who they had to do business with. Just come on, come on, come on, come on, baby. Come on, come on, come on. I got news. You don't ever have to die. Just stop it. I'm like an FBI negotiator back when they were still the FBI to some extent saying, you're going to end up getting killed doing this. Come on out. We can work this out. You might just do just a few years in jail. Just it'll be so easy. Just lay down the gun and just come on out, and we'll get you some dinner. Everything's going to be all right. We want to work with you. Just put the gun down. Let the hostages go. Because they're holding us all hostage. If you don't do what we want, nuclear war with Russia, your sons and daughters will be dying right now in, name the place, like the Middle East, Europe, Ukraine. And they're doing it. I have a bunch of clips on that. Again, next hour we'll talk about it. But, I mean, do people really want to cut the energy off and really flood the third world into the West? I mean, do we really want to ban eating beef? Do we really want to eat bugs? Do we really want to promote pedophilia? Do we really want Hollywood and these sick, crazy people to run things? Do we really want China to be dominant? Do we really want to just blow the country away? Do we really? I mean, no. Anarchetypally, some of the worst globalists like Charlie Munger and Henry Kissinger are dead as doornails right now, to quote Charles Dickens. Dead as a box of rocks.
Have you ever watched a video on the internet and found yourself waiting for the skip the ad button? The reason this takes a few seconds is because the video delivery companies get to collect impression commission, and the viewer never sees the advertisement. The company still pays full price to run the ad. Does this sound like a scam to you? Is there any wonder why internet ads are so ineffective? For over 100 years, radio has been a proven source for companies' messages. Radio listeners are engaged and want to support the companies that sponsor the shows they're so passionate about. Simple companies like window treatments, security, pillow companies, and more have been able to break away from the big box stores, building multi-million dollar businesses. Find out what radio can do for your business. Call 877-996-4327 or advertise at gcnlive.com. That's advertise at gcnlive.com.
Hi, I'm Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, formerly Air Force Lieutenant Colonel, Air National Guard and Reservist. I'm looking for veterans, active duty military personnel to join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. She needs your skills, courage, and loyalty more than ever. Contact GCNteam.com. Because of the financial and healthcare collapse, veterans are currently struggling finding jobs. Frustrated looking for a job? Change your tactics. Join the 90 for Life crusade to save America. Start a healthcare business with FDI Longevity 90 for Life crusade. Contact GCNteam.com. Immediately. We're looking for military specialists who can use a computer, can communicate information, and execute a battle plan. Join the admirals, Navy SEALs, Marines, pilots, Army officers, military police, sheriffs, police officers, firemen, and first responders already enrolled in the 90 for Life Crusade. Contact GCNteam.com now. FDI Longevity will help you apply your military skills to the task of saving America through health and financial programs. Contact GCNteam.com. Enlist in GCNteam.com and save America.
Are you afraid to go to the mailbox because of letter after letter from the IRS? Are they stacking on more and more penalties and interest? By now, you know the problem won't go away on its own. Don't let the IRS chase you to your grave with penalties and interest and liens and levies. You need real help now. I'm Dan Pilla. I wrote the book on tax debt settlement, and I help thousands of people solve tax problems they thought couldn't be solved. I can help you too. Call 800-34-NO-TAX or go to my website, danpilla.com. That's danpilla.com. Danpilla.com.
Tehebo Tea Club's original Pure Pouty Arco Super Tea comes from the only tree in the world that fungus does not grow on. As a result, it naturally has antifungal, anti-infection, antiviral, antibacterial, anti-inflammation, and anti-parasite properties. So the tea is great for healthy people because it helps build the immune system, and it can truly be miraculous for someone fighting a potentially life-threatening disease due to an infection, diabetes, or cancer. The tea is also organic and naturally caffeine-free. A one-pound package of tea is $49.95, which includes shipping. To order, please visit shopsupertea.com. The first word is shop, spelled S-H-O-P, then the word super, and then the word tea. The complete website is shopsupertea.com or call us at 818-984-6100 Monday through Saturday, 9 a.m. to 5 p.m. California time. That's 818-984-6100. Shopsupertea.com.
Hi, this is Dr. Joel Wallach, the Mineral Doctor. You've heard me talk about 90 for Life for years. 60 minerals, 16 vitamins, 12 amino acids, 2 fatty acids. You may not know this, that I've actually designed Arthrodex for animals. That's right. Your pets need 90 for Life, too. Get this essential pet product by calling 877-279-9422. That's 877-279-9422. Again, 877-279-9422.
To build a type 2 civilization, or even a type 1 civilization, I should say, for all of us. And right. As you said, we need to have a debate about going interstellar. We've got to expand or we collapse. And Elon Musk is saying, correct me if I'm wrong, you don't stay in stasis. You either expand or you collapse.
You either grow or you collapse. You don't. The steady state is basically an impossibility. So you have to pick it. You have to make a choice. Do you want to grow civilization, or do you want to decline and collapse? And because you know, steady state is not stable. So, and I say we grow, and I say we expand, and we have more humans, and we become a multi-planet species and a space-faring civilization, and ultimately be out there among the stars. And I think that is the exciting, inspiring thing for the future, not a declining human civilization that dwindles to nothingness and where humanity dies with a whimper.
And that's the bottom line. I think it is the battle of people who believe in humans and humanity and want it to expand against people who are so selfishly going through the earth and so selfishly orientated that they don't care about expanding civilization. They just want to control the humans that are currently here.
And Andrew, I totally agree with you.
And an arrogance.
I totally agree. But let me throw this caveat on, because I've read the writings of Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and the Club of Rome. They know we could easily expand. There's plenty of room, hundreds of billions of own galaxies. They know that this is just a seed that's going to not just grow into one giant oak, but an entire forest, an entire universe. And so they want to shut everybody else down because they can't build competition.
All right, guys, let's stop right there. Let's stop right there. This has never happened before. We have our own satellite uplinks. We have our own switchers. We have a lot of great equipment. And I'm not saying it's some kind of sabotage, but we had a bunch of stuff happen with the satellites and the feeds get scrambled as soon as I went to that clip. The second we went to it, you saw it, you heard it out there. Radio, TV, satellites, all of it. Cut and started putting other feeds up. And when we're trying to figure out what's going on, this problem, we don't have a lot of problems, as you know. We run a pretty clean operation here. Just happened for the first time. And it's so historic, talking about Team Humanity and the rest of it. Again, this is Spaces on Twitter. There were hundreds of guests on. And a bunch of other people on, and a lot of them would turn their mic on when they weren't talking, and that's why you have Vivek Ramaswamy in the bathroom on there, and that becoming a funny Benny Hill joke or something. But this is so important. I'm not going to have it messed up and scrambled like this. So I'm going to Jack Posobiec's coming up to talk about the World War III scenarios and what's really important. I want to talk about the fourth turning we're in, why the globalists want so much control right now. But I started the show with this, and I want to show this again. Can I have an overhead shot, please? There are decades where nothing happens, and there are weeks where decades happen. That's the head of the October Revolution in 1917 in Russia, V.I. Lenin. And the globalists, the RAND Corporation, all of them talk about normally society's frozen in status quo. But every 87 years or so, this has been known about for really thousands of years, there's generational changes that happen, and humans go through a cycle of major change. But then there are super cycles, and we're in those, and they're calling this one, there's been a bunch of best-selling books and things written on it, the fourth turning, as it's called. And that's just one way of looking at these cyclical situations. And so they want to, during this time when things aren't solidified, but they liquefy, be able to basically make a bunch of changes and set up a transhumanist situation. So we're doing an analysis of the satellites and the equipment, the radio, TV satellites right now. And as soon as I know that everything is 100% back, we believe it's all back, I will continue on. But this is historic. this information needs to get out. Is do I have a green light from the engineers? Okay, so I'm going to do this. We're going to go to break in 4 minutes. Everything's good, I'm told. And then I'm going to restart the show. I'm not going to go over ground already covered, but I'm going to get really focused and get back in the zone. I got to say, I did an hour with Charlie Kirk, and it's really good, and I was on, and I really laid it out in 45 minutes of airtime if you take the breaks out. So I think I'm going to take that. I'm sure he's good with it. I'll call him first, and I'm going to post the Charlie Kirk interview on my X account as soon as we can grab it, as soon as we can get it out. He was taping it, so I think it airs in a couple hours. So look for that, because I think I really nailed it there. When you know when you nailed it, it's almost like, well, why are you going to do it again? Well, I'm going to nail it even better when we come back. I'm going to restart. I'm going to get done, and I am going to knock it out of the park today. And I just want to, again, thank all the viewers and listeners for all you've done, keeping us on air through these trials and tribulations. Don't think for a minute more tribulations aren't coming. We're in the danger zone right now. But people can't just politically or economically or culturally see how much danger we're in. People can feel it. And all the threats of nuclear war by the Biden administration, if you don't do what they want, is not having the desired effect of really anybody, including people in the government, who'd like to go on living. I'd like to go on living. I don't want a civil war. I don't want a race war. I don't want a depression. I don't want to eat bugs. I don't want my kids to be harassed by government-sponsored pedophiles. I don't want fentanyl everywhere. I don't want devil worship everywhere. I'm sick of Hollywood. So are you. I want productivity, prosperity, and a relationship with God. And I want my children to grow up in a world with your children where we have a future. And that's all we're really doing. We have this entire enemy globalist psycho control system that doesn't want the normal human order and the normal way we're developing. They want control now. And they've been sabotaging it, and they've been screwing it up, and they've been causing all these destabilization programs in their own documents. So they have a bunch of confused, poisoned, crazy people they can control. They want to rule a madhouse. In the land of the blind, the one-eyed man's king. They want to gouge our metaphysical eyeballs out and get rid of our olfactory nerves and our taste and everything else and our touch and cut off our sixth sense, connection to God, so they can run the tables on our asses. I don't know about you folks, but I don't want to be part of that. And I'm saying no. So you can throw whatever you want at me. It doesn't matter. I'm more alive than I've ever been fighting these tyrants, and that's what this is all about. So we're going to break. We're going to come back, and hopefully nothing else like this happens. And I'm going to play these Team Human clips. We're going to analyze and talk about the choice you've got, a pro-human future or the nightmare eugenics, depopulationist, transhumanist, technocracy, ESG, central bank, digital currency, universal basic income, vaccine passport, UN medical treaty, running your life and controlling your body. Does anybody really want to go along with this? Got a bunch of leftists and their worthless degrees who go along with the system because they get likes on Facebook and X and stuff. You're fools. You're chumps. You're suckers. You're marks. You're not part of the power structure. You're useful idiots, as Lenin called you. Come on up. Come on up. Come on. Come on. Yeah, come on. Join us. Join humanity. Come on. Come on. Come on. We'll be right back. Stay with us. I'm Alex Jones. Now at Real Alex Jones on Twitter. Never forget that the answer to 1984 is 1776. We've come a long way in the fight against tyranny, and it's been listeners and viewers like you that have kept us on air. That's why we bring you the very best products, so you love them, so you enjoy them, as you come back and get them again and again, so we can stay on the air in the fight against the globalists, because it's viewers like you that keep this operation on air. And here we are, another Christmas is here, being the biggest sale of the year, store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off, store-wide, my new book, The Great Awakening, anything, get a signed or unsigned copy, it's all there. X2, finally back in stock. Turbo Force, finally back in stock. It's all there at InfoWarsStore.com. So I want to wish you all a Merry Christmas. I want to thank you all for your support. We're in this fight together. I will encourage you now to get store-wide free shipping, double Patriot points, up to 60% off on all the great products at InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. InfoWarsStore.com.
Have you heard the warning from the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy? I'm talking about Dr. Joel Wallach. He says if you have a 4-inch medical chart, if you take prescription drugs for high cholesterol or high blood pressure, arthritis, joint pains, or other health issues, the medical profession is failing you. They're using you for an ATM machine. That's what he says. He has a free lecture revealing what pharmaceutical companies don't want you to know. There's been groundbreaking research and discoveries on how to effectively treat or eliminate over 900 different diseases naturally. And it's all in this free lecture called Deadly Recipe. You want it free? Call them toll free at 855-79-YOUNG. You ready? 855-79-YOUNG. Dr. Joel Wallach, the Dead Doctors Don't Lie guy, says there's no reason why we shouldn't live to be at least 100 and have a great time getting there.
Get healthy, not high, with 100% pure CBD powerful natural pain relief from Veterans Vitality. GCN listeners, have you ever thought about how CBD may help you? I'm sure you have heard about the many benefits of CBD. Well, here's your opportunity to try before you buy. Created by veterans and for everyone who deserves better choices, our CBD is derived from organic hemp, grown in the USA, and third-party tested. Veterans Vitality CBD saves you as much as 25 to 50% over our competition, and a portion of all sales is contributed to veterans. Nonprofits and events. Many of our customers have experienced improved quality of life, help with anxiety, PTSD, and overall well-being. Our products do not contain THC. They are safe, non-addictive, effective, and 100% legal. GCN listeners, get your free trial bottle of premium CBD by simply paying shipping and handling at GCNFreeCBD.com. That's GCNFreeCBD.com. Again, GCNFreeCBD.com. Offered by Veterans Vitality Premium CBD.
People often write to tell us what has happened for them since starting Extendivite. Allow me to read a few. In 1 month, my blood pressure dropped significantly. I no longer get chest pain after exercise. It's amazing, and I ordered my second bottle. The reviews are spot on. My target is to get off BP meds, and if it keeps going like this, I see a light at the end of the tunnel. So far, a great product is what it claims to be. Great product. A few days in and I could feel a difference for certain. Not checking medical stats yet. I know this is really working by how I feel. We'll continue to take this product. To order, call 1-877-928-8822 or visit extendivite.com. That's extendovite.com.
Extend your life with Extendovite.
Crashing through the lies and disinformation, it's Alex Jones.
All right, I want to go back to this clip in full. Elon Musk, Andrew Tate, Alex Jones talk about the real human supremacist, and that dovetails into a shorter clip. Team Humanity. Elon, Tate, and Jones talk Team Humanity. This is so key. This is the counter plan to the globalist THX-1138 Brave New World operation that really is an official plan, according to Aldous Huxley and his brother, Julian Huxley, that ran UNESCO and the UN and helped set up this whole transhumanist nightmare we're now living in. The chemicals in the water sterilizing us, the 5G, the genetic engineering, the human-animal hybrids. This is their nightmare future for us under Agenda 2030. Yuval Noah Harari, world government. It's all out in the open. So let's go ahead and go back to clip 5 again that we got interrupted in, and then we'll go to clip 6 right after that. Here it is.
I'm just generally in favor of civilization and the furtherance of civilization, and I think we should always be concerned that we can regress as a civilization. And if you study history, you just see the arc of one civilization after another as the civilizations rise and fall through history. We've been in a period of civilization rising very rapidly, but we should be concerned that we may be cresting, we may subside, and there are many times where I get late stage civilization vibes, and I'm just worried that maybe we're cresting as a civilization and perhaps headed for a fall. So, yeah.
Well, I agree with you because I truly believe, and a lot of people have ever said this before me, this is not an original idea, but I think as AI and machines and tech increases, a lot of people are going to be deemed useless by the overlords. And then you have to sit and decide, what are they going to do with all these people who have hopes and dreams and they want health care and they want a garden and they want a house to live in and they don't want to be treated like cattle? They're going to become extremely inconvenient. So I don't think many people at home understand that this war cannot be avoided. I've had a lot of people who understand why they threw me in jail in Romania and understood I've done nothing wrong. And they said to me, why do you take up this fight? Why you don't just delete your Twitter and disappear and drive a Ferrari all day? And I explained that this war cannot be avoided. You're either on the front line and you're fighting for something, or you're sitting waiting to die. You're waiting for the Mongol horde to come over the horizon and chop your head off.
I totally agree with it. And just to throw this in there, if you read... And Elon, I knew you were doing great work. When I saw you 6 months ago at the World Government Summit, where they're all saying we're going to make everybody eat bugs and we'll make the decisions to put microchips in them, and you said, we don't want a centralized system. We want a diverse system. We want firewalls. And I don't agree with this Tower of Babel you're building. They know that we go through cycles, and they want to artificially create a great reset collapse, in their own words, to make everybody else poor, consolidate power, and they'll have a smaller type 2 civilization for themselves. And I think you're trying to build a type 2 civilization, or even a type 1 civilization, I should say, for all of us. And
right.
You said we need to have a debate about going interstellar. We've got to expand,
yeah,
or we collapse. And Elon Musk is saying, correct me if I'm wrong, you don't stay in stasis. You either expand,
correct,
or you collapse.
Yes, exactly. You either grow or you collapse. The steady state is basically an impossibility. So you have to pick it. You have to make a choice. Do you want to grow civilization, or do you want to decline and collapse? And because steady state is not stable. So, and I say we grow, and I say we expand, and we have more humans, and we become a multi-planet species and a space-faring civilization, and ultimately be out there among the stars. And I think that is the exciting, inspiring thing for the future. Not a declining human civilization that dwindles to nothingness and where humanity dies with a whimper.
And that's the bottom line. I think it is the battle of people who believe in humans and humanity and want it to expand against people who are so selfishly going through the earth and so selfishly orientated that they don't care about expanding civilization. They just want to control the humans that are currently here.
And Andrew, I totally agree with you.
And an arrogance.
I totally agree. Let me throw this caveat, because I've read the writings of Bill Gates and Klaus Schwab and the Club of Rome. They know we could easily expand. There's plenty of room, hundreds of billions of own galaxies. They know that this is just a seed that's going to not just grow into one giant oak, but an entire forest, an entire universe. And so they want to shut everybody else down because they can't build competition for the Elon Musk that come out of the general public. They want a global tyranny so they can direct it and control it, so that they direct the expansion. And we can't let that happen, because they literally talk about in Agenda 21, the official UN plan, a 90% world population. So we need to go with the Elon Musk plan. And that's why I tell people that get upset. They go, Elon Musk is involved in every advancing technology. The globalists are pushing that too. Well, technology is like a gun. It's whose hand it's in. And so we need the gun in the people's hands, the gun of expansion, instead of in the globalist hands. And so just because Elon Musk is on the cutting edge of every technology, don't fear the technology like some troglodyte. Fear us not being in control of it. And Elon is saying we need to be an expansionary human explosion of competition and freedom, not some new dark age with a tiny breakaway civilization that's only working for itself. Sorry, I'm ranting.
No, but you're completely right. Because if Elon doesn't push these boundaries, they will push these boundaries. And once they have the sole control and the monopoly over such technologies, it's over for all of us. And I don't think most people understand. It simply is the humanistic view against the death cult view. And there's people in the world who have no interest in growing humanity, no interest in advancing the species as a whole. Their interest is in power and control, and all they want to do is have absolute power over the people that currently exist and their children. And you can talk about all the perverse reasons they want to do those exact things, but it's truly scary. And all the people at home who don't really understand the gravity of this fight, they seem to think it's right wing, left wing, ha ha ha.
Yes, exactly. They're thinking about it the wrong way. It's sorry, I just got a little X here. This right left is the wrong way to think about it. It's the extinctionist versus the pro humans. And once you see that it's extinctionist versus the pro humans, then it becomes very clear.
So Elon, when are you going to? I know you got 100 irons in the fire, but I really, when you talk about we need to create a plan B for humanity. Well, that's really
no. It's not an alternate
master plan, because the globalists are in control right now. You're trying to wrest control with us, helping. I mean, when are you going to put out your battle plan, or are you already putting it out of pieces?
No, I mean what I'm saying is that actually I think we should expand humanity. Basically we should have basically more kids. Population should increase, and we should become a multi-planet species and make life multi-planetary, build a self-sustaining civilization on Mars, and then ultimately, this will be long after I'm dead, probably, but we can go to other star systems and go out there and, I don't know, maybe we'll find some long-dead alien civilizations. And I don't think we want to be one of those lame one planet civilizations that never got beyond, its home planet. What are the aliens going to think of that? It's like we got to make a good showing, team human.
I think something that is really important is like you just literally have to have kids or there's no next generation. I mean, Alex, do you have kids?
Yes, I do. I'm not as prolific as you, but I wish I was. It's the best thing in my life. I have four.
Okay, great. And Andrew?
I do have a few. I won't let you down, Elon. I'm coming.
Okay,
I'm coming
good.
To take over your title. I'm coming to take over. I'm doing my best. You know, I've got to use my good looks for something.
Well, I think we ought to encourage people to have kids. And
this is the bottom line argument. This is what is so important. We just talked about how the globalists are ultimately selfish and only care about their own power.
Most of the globalists don't have children.
Of course, because they're selfish.
Powerful, folks. We're going to continue here. We get Elon to talk about Trump assassination more. It is wild. Jack Posobiec coming up next hour. Now the enemy is going to strike back, though. But let's go to clip six. Elon, Tate, and Jones talk about Team Humanity. And I said this a year ago, 6 months ago. We never made them. We are coming out with a team.
No other network provides the level of customer service we do. When it comes to radio advertising, we are your one-stop shop. And no matter how big or small your business is, we can help. Email us at advertise@gcnlive.com and an experienced advertising executive will help you take the first step towards driving more customers to your business or website. advertise@gcnlive.com. Easy, affordable, effective.
The Silver Lungs Generator is the only all-encompassing professional class product for producing endless colloidal and ionic silver solutions right from the convenience of your home. With recent regulations threatening the sale of silver-based supplements, now you can secure yourself and your family by producing your own silver solutions anywhere, anytime. You can have the peace of mind knowing that you can create endless supply of silver anytime, anywhere, for any application. The Silver Lungs Generator is a one-time purchase that requires no maintenance nor replacement parts for the life of the unit. This product was designed to be an invaluable part of your vital preparation. operations. For a detailed report on the differences between ionic silver, colloidal silver, and what most silver solution manufacturers are producing, please visit our website at www.silverlungs.com for more information on why you should be producing your own silver solutions right from your home forever.
What if you could cut your heating bills this winter with your existing wood-burning fireplace and not spend thousands doing it? You can with Great Wall of Fire Fireplace Grates. Our U.S.-patented, made-in-America Wall of Fire Grates increase fireplace efficiency, eliminate fireplace smoke problems, and come with a 30-day money-back guarantee. See our grates in action and get free shipping from wallofire.com or call 800-274-7364. Fireplace heat without fireplace smoke. Wallofire.com.
Are you paying too much for term life insurance? There's a tremendous price war among the major term life companies. Rates have dropped dramatically in the past 2 years. For example, a man age 45 non-tobacco user, $1 million of coverage is only $75 per month, level for the next 10 years. Or a man age 50 non-tobacco user can buy $500,000 of coverage for a monthly premium of only $110, guaranteed not to change for the next 20 years. That's right, level rates for 20 years. And if you're a smoker, we have great rates for you as well. At the Term Lifeline, we specialize in policies of $500,000 and above. So if you're looking for new or replacement term life insurance, call right now for a free quote.
Rates and availability may vary by state. Sample rate quotes are based on preferred non-tobacco underwriting exam required to qualify.
800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. 800-430-1891. That's 800-430-1891.
I had no idea it would destroy my life. But before it happened, I had a successful business in Austin, Texas. Everyone laughed at me when I shut that business down, but I could not ignore the wake-up call. I was volunteering on a project to get locally grown food into a school. That project was a complete failure, and I discovered that there were few local farmers. There's only 4 days worth of food in the grocery stores, and everything comes 1,500 miles via a just-in-time trucking system. I lost friends and family who told me I was crazy to worry about that, but I kept at it. I'm Marjorie Wildcraft. Those of us who know what's going on in the world know you need to become self-reliant before the dollar collapses. I've created a free webinar at gcnfood.com. I can show you, like I've shown hundreds of thousands of people, how to grow lots of food, even if you have no experience, you're older, or you're out of shape. Do it now, before the stores are boarded up and food is not available at any price. Go to gcnfood.com. gcnfood.com.
It's really historic. Also, we have Tate saying once they've got robots and drones to enforce this, like you saw in communist China during the lockdowns, flying around face scanning people and reporting them to police that were outdoors they weren't supposed to. Once you see all that happen, and the clip I want is the drones on the highway, blocking the highway with banners hanging under it, giving people orders and scanning their license plates and directing who's supposed to pull over to a police checkpoint. Remember that one? I mean, just type in Chinese drones, Chinese police drones, Chinese drones enforce COVID restrictions. It's everywhere. That's the clip I want. It's daytime. Yeah, there it is. Boom, you got it. And that's what they were doing. So that's where the globalists want to take you. And another key point Musk made that is beyond key is that go watch the TV show Naked and Afraid, where people are put out for a month in the middle of nowhere. Almost all of them tap out, got to go back, even if they're survivalists or former special forces people. This is not some three-day special forces course. It's a month out in the jungle, a month out in the desert. And people die. So the globalists think they can collapse civilization and only have a few city-states that have technology. All the rest of us are either depopulated or put back into a rural capacity. You're like, oh, that's Hunger Games. Well, they're not copying Hunger Games. Hunger Games is putting it in a novel form of what the globalists actually admit. They have all the technology. You have nothing. And there's literally floating troop ships of the UN that come in and control your life. That's what Bertrand Russell in the 30s and 40s proposed. Hell, it's in H.G. Wells' Things to Come, his movie and his book.
So it's all planned, ladies and gentlemen, and they're trying to control the future trajectory of humanity. We have to say no. They can't collapse civilization and then get away with what they've done. It takes massive scale and billions of people, even if you have robots, to keep all this running and all this going. And we have unlimited space with hundreds of millions of galaxies that have been photographed and all these planets around us and all this incredible terraforming power we have. We have to have big goals. We don't even build stuff like the Suez Canal anymore or the Panama Canal. Where is it? We can do all of this, and we have to have goals, and we can green the universe. We're not bad. We have sin. And the globalists are the most sinful and the worst of us, saying they're going to be gods, but first they've got to exterminate us and dominate the planet, and then they're going to have the life extension technology, and they're going to be the AI gods, and they're going to go forward in the universe. That's their mindset. Elon Musk just talked about that. But it's a reality, and he's been around them. He's quoted them, telling them, we're going to merge the machines, humanity's over, it's all done. Now you see at the Davos Group them saying that. Let's play clip 8. Vivek Ramaswamy talks hierarchy and obligation. Here it is.
I want to just respond to Ed actually for a second, because again, when it comes, I think it's good to get a good counter view here. I think that there's two different things going on, Ed. I know what you're trying to say, but there's a separate point about your obligations, right? So you can, and I believe a lot, everything has been said about the importance of expansionism for humanity being pro-civilization and expansion, pro-human race to win. That's like a separate axis, though, from saying where are your obligations where you are, right? So we talked about procreation and family. Then we talked about the nation. Well, look, I have two kids. As a father, my moral obligation, I believe, is first and foremost to my family. And then, let's say, as a president, my moral obligation is to the citizens of the nation that I lead. And then you can worry about hunger in the Congo or whatever else needs to happen in the Darfur or in other places. And so I don't think that you're saying necessarily that life.
Charity begins at home.
Exactly. And that's not saying that life abroad is any less valuable inherently. And so when you say like the globalist view is that all it's saying is that all life is equal wherever it is on Earth, it's not like I think the view, an alternative view, is countering that. There's also just a separate place in terms of where you're situated. Where's your obligation, right? As a father, it's to your family. As a president, it's to your country. And just because you believe that's the hierarchy of your obligations means somebody else is the leader of one of those other countries. And that's an obligation that they have too. But
by the way, pause this. So I should have prefaced this, and the crew did a great job cutting this all down to play clips, but we probably should have left the intro in. They have some mainstream media reporter go, oh, I thought globalism was about world love, and here in America we care about Africans and people, and we need a global government to save everybody. And then Ramaswamy says, well, we got to take care of ourselves at home first. Charity begins at home. But that's not even what's happening. The globalists prey on the third world, do all these terrible, horrible things, and then say, do it, because we represent not just the third world, but the animals and the bugs and the environment and the evil carbon dioxide and the cows that are evil. We've got to be in control of all decisions, or the world's going to end, or we're going to have nuclear war with Russia. Like they're saying now, give us unlimited money, let us run things. Don't take us out of office, or the Russians are going to nuke us. They're the ones threatening all of that. Now they're all over the news, Mayorkas. Oh, yeah, terrorists are about to strike. The FBI director last week, oh, terrorists are here. You brought them in. Like, yeah, the border's broken. You got to give us a new law to legalize everybody. That's their fixing the border. They've just done it by fiat, or the terrorists will hit us. They think we have no memory because they're getting ready for terror attacks, folks, as another October surprise. But we've said, hey, you're going to get the blame for it. So they're like, oh, yeah, we'll get ahead of it and say we're actually worried about terror and the border's open and we're really concerned. Illegal aliens don't come to New York or Chicago or Austin when they're the ones that told them, come here. When I win the election, Biden said, when I steal the election, he should have said, immediately surge the border. Now it's like, oh, the border's broken. We'll cover it all with Jack the Subic next hour, but that's what Vivek Ramaswamy was responding to from the reporter about, well, globalism is just traveling the world and everybody's friends. And I go, no, that's a man of the world or an internationalist, somebody that's into different countries, different worlds. That's not what we're talking about. We're talking about global government. Finish the clip.
I have two, but That's like a different discussion.
Well, the neoliberals, yep. The neoliberals in their own PR, they're the ones doing the worst things on the earth. They just say, oh, we want global government because we want to give Africa's representation. Then they lock them down for 3 years and starve 30 million of them to death and then organize them to flood us as a political underclass. This is cold-blooded Henry Kissinger, State Department Memorandum 200. I mean,
it's not black and white.
I think it's two different conversations.
But what is black and What I do believe is black and white is simply, if you read a history book, you'll see the worst things that humanity have ever done have been done with good intentions. That's what's so bad about evil acts, is that people think they're doing the right thing. And that's the most dangerous thing about it. And this idea that they look at all human life as sacred and all the same, I actually disagree. I think the reason they will prioritize people in a third world country, for example, you'll say it's because they see us as equal. I think it's because they see us now as spoiled and annoying. They don't like that we need pensions and living space and health care. They simply want slaves and a robot class, and they'll do anything it takes to get it, and they'll get it from anywhere they can. And when someone comes along and says, well, my intentions are good, I'm not interested in that, because you can name any Holocaust or any atrocity in history. The people didn't think they were the bad guys. They often thought they were the good guys. And I guess the easy way to look at life is you want to be having as many children as possible. You want to pray other people do the same, and you want those people to enjoy freedom. And anyone who's coming along restricting speech, restricting access to certain things, restricting movement, restricting, all they're doing is trying to restrict so they can control. And nobody in a history book ever who did that either was the good guy. I think it's very clear to see who's on the right side of history and who isn't. And I advocate freedom for everybody. If I had disagreed with absolutely everything Alex said, I'd still be glad he's back on X. And these people can't even handle a different opinion. Do you think they're going to allow the people of a different opinion to them to share water or share food or share anything else once they
have? And the reason they don't want another opinion is they want to misrepresent what Elon Musk or Andrew Tate or Vivek Ramaswamy or any of, I'm telling you, they want us silenced so they can lie about what we said.
I agree that with you there. I think that a lot of the media and a lot of these platforms do want to silence voices because they want their voice to be heard louder. So, yeah, I definitely hear you there.
Because they're monopoly, man. We're going to go to break. Jack the Sub is coming up. We're going to talk about the serious, dangerous stuff that's happening next hour. Please remember, my new book, The Great Awakening, is going right to number one. It's already number one on a bunch of charts. It's important as a message to the globalists, plus it funds this operation. It's twice the length of the last book. It's full of solutions. It's amazing. The Great Awakening, the plan to defeat the globalists and launch the next great renaissance. Infowarsstore.com. Get a signed copy as a fundraiser. I thank those that have. I want to ask others that want to keep us on there to do that. That's the action point. Please go to InfoWarsStore.com, get a signed copy or unsigned copy at InfoWarsStore.com. A signed copy is like $30, $29. A signed copy is $100. And that's what it takes to fight the globalists. They have store-wide free shipping, including on the book, double Patriot points, and X2 selling out but still discounted, Turbo Force, 10 hours clean energy back in stock, so many other great products like Down and Out Sleep Formula, Vitamin Refusion, DNA Force. It's up to 60% off. Do your Christmas shopping with us. And we appreciate you. These are great products that work really, really well. If you haven't tried X2 or Turbo Force, you really should. But DNA Force is amazing. They're all amazing. InfoWarsStore.com. InfoWarsStore.com or 888-253-3139. Our info is powerful. Try our products. Call the new listeners and fund the second American Revolution worldwide, 1776 worldwide. I'm Alex Jones.
If you're concerned about the power grid and want to generate your own supply of off-grid electricity, this will be the most important message you'll hear this year. Here's why. We now have a small number of solar generators back in stock. These emergency backup systems provide life-saving backup power when you need it most. And unlike gas generators, solar generators run quietly, emit no dangerous fumes, and produce an endless supply of free electricity from the sun. Whether it's wildfires, dangerous weather, power grid issues, or just getting off the grid, you'll never have to suffer through painful power outages again. Even better, all this week, radio listeners get over $700 in free off-the-grid bonuses, too. Go to MySolarBackup.com to learn more and check availability. That's MySolarBackup.com. Look for the free report, Crisis Cooling, how to make absolutely sure your meat, milk, and medicines stay safe and cool in any power outage. Yours free at MySolarBackup.com.